So maybe what I introduced yesterday or the other yesterday or the other day, yesterday, you know, using the using the example and did the analysis how the where the M came from, you know. And through the analysis, the M came from the mind. Your view of M, your view of M came from your mind, you see. So each individual person's view of M, you know, seeing that as M, came from your own mind. So like that. So it was clear that through analysis the M came from the mind. Why? Because it's imputed, because it's imputed by the mind. Without the mind imputing, generally without the mind imputing M doesn't exist. I mean, generally speaking, without mind imputing M doesn't exist. There's no M without mind imputing. So I have to understand that first. So without mind labeling without mind labeling, you see, without mind labeling Adrian, you see, without mind labeling Dr. Adrian, you see. Dr. Adrian doesn't exist. So if there's no mind labeling Dr. Adrian doesn't exist. So smell, so any phenomena, you see, any phenomena without mind labeling that, it doesn't exist. The label doesn't exist. So first make that clear. So here, the M that you see, M what you see in a view, it came from your mind. Because your mind, you only see, because you don't see M, before your mind labeled and believed, you don't see, before that you don't see that this is M. Only after your mind, you know, somebody into depend by following somebody who taught you, introduced you, then your mind labeled, labeled and believed. Then from that evolution, then you see finally at the end you see that this is at the end you see that this is M. Let's see. Let's see. So that design like this. So it means. It is interpreted as M. It means. So you see. Because you see this design, you are told by somebody this design means you see M. You see, you are educated, you are told by somebody the label. And then you believe in that, then you see your own mind, because you are educated or you are introduced, you are told by somebody, the label for this. So, then because you see this design that you introduced, you see, the level of that, you know, name for that, you are introduced. So because you see this design, so your mind, because of that, reason because of that, then your mind imputed, you see. Then your mind make up the label, your mind make up the label on M, see. Your mind make up the label M. You just think the label that you are taught by somebody, introduced by somebody, the name, you know, M, see, you think. because you see this design, then you think of the name M, you see, that you're told by somebody. So the question here, where is the M? You know, where is the M? Is the M outside of the mind, or is the M inside the mind? Is the M outside the mind, or is it inside the mind? In the Chitta Mantras group, everything in the nature of the mind. But it is not saying it is a mind. You know, it is not saying the M is mind. it's not saying that. Means there's a word saying. All the phenomena are just only the mind. Is the word sounds like that, but it's not saying it's mind. It means it means you see your life. It means your life, happiness, suffering, problem, whatever. Your hell, your enlightenment. Everything, your liberation, your samsara, everything comes from your mind. What is the reason for the merely some independent some chenams, the phenomena, sam sam mo, sam is mind, sam is only merely. So this is according to the Chittamata school. according to the word, it sounds like everything is mind, but it's not saying that. It means so it means coming from the mind. All the phenomena come from the mind. But why it's merely only? Because it cuts. It cuts. There's an outside creator of your life. You know, your life, your happiness, your suffering, it cuts. There is no outside creator, only your own mind. So all the phenomena are only the mind. So it has a great meaning. It has a great meaning. It makes huge difference. Huge difference. The the fundamental, the Buddhist, the fundamental Buddhist view, you know, Buddhist view is the philosophy that no creator, no outside creator of your heart. There's no outside creator of creator or creating what? Your happiness, you see, your world, your happiness, your suffering, so your health, your enlightenment, your samsara, liberation, your six objects, six sense objects, you know that. Your body mind is your life. there's no outside creator. there's a creator. There's a creator. Is your mind. Yourself, your mind. So it's the mind is your own mind is the creator of your happiness. That's the basic. That's the reality. If you analyze this, if you analyze, well, if you analyze correctly, then this is how you discover, and this is according to reality. So it's not just made it up. It's not just a philosopher made it up and believed it. You know, just not that. That is according to reality. So, so for example, if you don't practice patience, then the person who is harming to you, you see, you know, by following anger, by putting negative label, what the person's action, what's doing to oneself is harm, bad. Then you see the person bad. Then anger rises. After that interpretation, then that causes to rise anger on that person, to harm, to hurt. You see, after that exaggeration by a superstitious mind, then another superstition, anger, which is anger, rises. You see, like that. So, therefore, then if you practice patience, the patient mind see that person on a positive, never see that person's negative, evil. Never see that person's harmful. That person's only benefiting you, benefiting me. And why? Because that person having anger is only beneficial to me. So that I can develop in the patience path, part of the path, patience path to enlightenment, you know. So that then see, and then I'm able to achieve enlightenment, seize all the departments, achieve all the qualities, then I'm able to enlighten numberless sentient beings. From the liberate them from oceans of samsara sufferings and bring them to enlightenment. So, with the view of patience, that you know, the patience only put positive label. Patience, see, the top mind, which is in patience, positive mind, puts only, see the person on a positive, person's action on a positive, having anger is on a positive, you know, see that only benefit to oneself. And that benefit is a very special benefit, very, very important benefit, very special benefit, very special gift, or very special present, or very special gift, very special kindness. there's a very peculiar, a very special kindness. Should be said, this person having anger towards one, very special kindness. Because this is the only person from whom you get the realization of patience. You know? Not from others. Not from others. Stranger, neither stranger nor friend. So so the so only this person who has anger towards me, only this person can help. Only this to train the mind in the patience and to have this realization and to complete the paramita of the patience, to achieve enlightenment, and to be able to enlighten all sentient beings. So coming from learning patience, it's only this person can do. No one else can do that. Buddha only teach. Buddha only keep teaching how to practice, but not. Buddha doesn't anger, so you can't practice patience. Buddha. So this is very special kindness. Very special kindness. Very special offer. So anyway, so yeah, you see, when your mind is patient, you know, so then you see the person and the person's action, everything totally only positive. Very deep kindness. So you can see now, seeing without. When you don't practice patience, you'll see that person totally bad, you know, something, an object of harm to destroy. But now, with the next mind, patience, you see the most precious one, most kind, most precious one in your life. So you see like that. So before the suffering is coming from your own mind, but the negative mind putting negative level, impure mind putting a negative level, as well as the anger. Then now, next one, your positive mind, you see, and then you only put a positive level and you see only positive. And you have a happiness. You have no problem with that person. With the second mind, with the patient, you have no problem with that person. You know? You don't hate. With the second mind, you don't hate. You only love that person. You only want. You only feel in your heart, most precious kind one. You only want to help, even though that person's mind doesn't change, same anger to you. But your mind, because your mind changed, your mind changed. So then, because of that, even the other person's mind didn't change towards you. Still angry, but because your mind changes, now you see only positive, most kind, most precious one. So you have a peace and happiness with that person. And you give peace and happiness to that person. You don't harm, you don't retaliate it back. So you have a happiness. For yourself, you have happiness. Also, other person's happiness. Previous one, you suffer and other person suffer. So, so you can see here very clearly came from your mind. You know, you suffer, other person suffer, came from your mind. And next one, you're happy, you have peace. Other person has peace, happiness. It came from your mind, the positive mind. Also in our life, until your mind, you know, label a problem, until your mind interpret it is a problem, label problem and believe in that, and until that happens, you know, until that happens, you don't see, there is no appearance of problem, you don't see problem. there's no problem. there's no problem. So before your mind label a problem, there's no problem. problem comes in existence after your mind labeled. So again, from this example, you can see the problems coming from our mind. So in Chitta Mantra, all the phenomena come from the samsama, that's right. The three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm, the three realms come from Dini Samsama. This one's quite fun. Comes from Dini. The three realms Samsama. Only the mind. But what he's saying is the three realms the only nature of mind. Okay. they came only from the mind. So the only or merely stops the it negates the outside creator. Like other religions who believe in the outside creator of your life, so it negates that. looks like more the Siddha mantra, you know. It seems not saying everybody, but it generally seems saying that more following the Siddha mantra, this guru. But probably it seems saying the, for example, the aim is mind. The aim, you know, is a mind. You know, some sounds like, you know, in the teachings like that. So whatever form, sound, smell, taste, but all this mind, it appears like that. The teaching. And a way of analyzing the perception of emptiness, a way of analyzing it doesn't exist either in the mind nor outwardly, neither exists inwardly, neither exists in the mind nor exists outside. that's a way of using the, that's a way of explaining, you know, the. However, in the other traditions, however, so here I'm saying whether the aim is in the mind or outside. Is the aim in the mind or outside? Huh? What? In the mind. looks like the aim is looks like the aim is staying in the mind very comfortably. we're warm. Maybe eating dinner, probably. M is eating dinner in the mind. M is in mind? Yeah? Okay. Yeah? M is in mind?
No. Not entirely.
Huh?
Not entirely.
Some.
There has to be something outside for it to associate
with. Huh?
There must be something outside.
So M is half and half.
Huh? Maybe 80-20.
Half in the mind, half outside?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah?
An association between outside and
inside. So you split the arm. You split the M. But the M is written on the paper. The M is written on the paper, blackboard, you know. So half is in the mind. You mean, oh, how it is. You mean the back side, front side, one is in mind and one is outside? Front side is mind, the back side is outside. Huh?
You say base is outside and level inside.
Base outside and level inside. Huh? So it is. So that means. So where's the M? So M is in the mind, right? Yeah? So M is in the mind, not outside. Huh? That's it. Why not the base inside the mind? Should be the same. If the label is inside mind, base has to be also in the mind. It's exactly the same. Base is also a label. Base, what's called base is name. What's called base is name. So it is in the mind, right? Which is also what is called base is name. You know? We call I is labeled on the aggregates. Aggregates is base, right? It's also label is the general aggregates imputed on the collection of the five. See, so aggregates so same. So the base is also in the mind. What's called base is a label, right? Huh? So base is in the mind, right? Right? Huh. Mm. Good. Thank you.
I don't think so. I think if there's no M, if there isn't something outside for the to associate the M with, for the mind to think M, there has to be something outside to make the M. Then wouldn't exist without something on the outside.
But why it's outside? You say the base is outside? Do you say or not?
Whatever that is, that phenomenon out there, whatever we label is base or phenomenon, but it seems to be outside.
The thing that you label M is outside. So it's what Sam, what, huh? So So here you get the cha. Here you get the cha. Because he said the base outside. Then after what you said, base is inside the mind. Anyway, designator and designation. Could you repeat again? Designator and designation. You say it is outside, huh? Yeah. So you mean on object word that you designate, and designate the person, and designating mind. Is it like that? Is that right? Is that what you're saying? Huh? Something like that? That's good, yes, yes. Same, I'm talking, but I don't know what I'm talking. So, the one important question is why you think the base is outside? Why is not in mind? Huh? Then? So the base is outside. Mind has come from somewhere, so the base is outside. You see?
maybe it's wrong to use outside and inside. I mean, because when you say outside,
it's outside the mind. So there's an inside outside. Well, that makes very simple. What?
Maybe we have to have an inside and outside in order to distinguish a mind. But what I'm saying is perhaps there isn't actually any distinction. Maybe it's an artificial distinction. But what we use to live
So we live life with the distinction outside inside, but in reality there's no outside inside. So they're gone, yes.
Yes, the
same thing, water, yes.
So, I mean, nothing really has
to be in here,
it's just
Early. So there's no base, no level, no base.
Not ultimately. Not
ultimately there's no base and label, but conventionally it exists, yeah?
As a dependent arising.
Arising. So conventionally it exists.
Well, not really, but... but you could say that.
What's the last word? I didn't catch.
You could say that it has a conventional reality, so we can't call a cat a chair.
So conventionally exists or doesn't exist?
Not even conventionally. Even conventionally.
So it doesn't exist even conventionally?
No.
The base and label?
No, because it's hallucination. It does, but it doesn't.
What?
It's like, it does, but it doesn't. Because you can't find it.
It doesn't.
No matter how much you seek it. No matter how much you seek out the base and the label conventionally, it can't be found as much as the M on the M.
You can't find.
No. Impossible.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But if a baby came into the room...
That's good proof, huh?
Yeah, but if a baby came in the room, they'd just crawl over it.
Did you find the M there on the paper? Can you show her? Can you show him?
It looks like a very steep mountaintop.
Did you find the M on the paper? Did you find the M on the paper?
Nearly labelled M.
On a notebook?
The M stay outside and everything that the M is not stays inside?
Let me just finish with the...
I'm starting to heat up.
I'm finished with... Yeah, and the IRC. I haven't finished it. Yes, right. Does suffering exist or not? Does suffering exist or not? Is there suffering or not? Does suffering exist or not?
To a human who's deluded, does suffering exist or not?
Yeah.
Not truly in and of itself.
Does suffering exist or not?
Not truly in and of itself.
No, I'm not asking that. I'm not asking truly or not. I'm just asking, does suffering exist or not? That's my question. I'm not asking, truly exist. If I ask a question, does it truly exist? Then you answer, yes, it doesn't. I'm asking, does suffering exist or not? So there's no question of truly.
Yes, there is suffering.
It exists.
There is suffering.
But according to your point of view, it doesn't exist because it's been labeled. Because you said before, because you said before, what was that? Just before you mentioned, what's that? the M. You said the M doesn't exist because it's merely level. Well, is that right? That was just before you mentioned.
Yeah.
It exists. You said ultimate doesn't exist. Then you said conventional doesn't exist. Something like that. Or
in mere
the last one you mentioned as male is it doesn't exist because it's what? Mere level, something. The M is doesn't exist because it's mere level. Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Huh? The M doesn't exist,
it doesn't
because
exist because
it's
merely
labelled.
Huh? On its basis of parts.
So,
and its causes and conditions.
So,
I didn't have a chance to expand.
So it doesn't. M doesn't exist because M doesn't exist because cause and conditions. That's what you're saying.
That's right.
The M doesn't exist because cause and conditions exist. Because it has cause and conditions, so it doesn't exist.
Oh.
Right.
Where are we going here? I'm not sure. I'm not following exactly your lead there.
Yeah. Not just referring to what just mentioned, because I thought you said M doesn't exist because it's a mere level. So that's why my question is whether suffering exists or not. Because suffering is merely labeled.
Does it exist to a Buddha?
So whether suffering exists or not. Does suffering exist or not?
It depends on who's looking.
Huh?
It depends on who's perceiving the suffering. Because, I mean, for a Buddha, if you're massaging one arm and chopping off the other, they're both blissfully delightful.
What?
I mean, there's no discrimination. I mean, is there an atom of suffering?
Yeah.
When we break it down, can we truly find the suffering on the suffering?
So Buddha, somebody, can you say again?
Somebody massaging one arm.
Massage, other side.
And the other one being sawn off.
Yes, then?
So
does Buddha suffer or not?
No, I doubt if the Buddha would perceive it as pleasure or pain.
So Buddha doesn't see it's pain? Buddha doesn't experience pain or experience pain?
No pain or pleasure. We're probably getting into realms here that I haven't even imagined yet.
Huh?
I couldn't say how a Buddha's mind would perceive it, but I would think it'd be one taste in emptiness, wouldn't it? Sounding like a perfected parrot now, aren't I? The perfection of parrothood. Here we go. I'm not sure, Rinpoche.
I couldn't hear clearly. Yeah. So anyway, okay. So you said basis outside. What's the reason? That's important. That's important to discuss the analysis. Why you think the label is inside the mind, but base is outside. but what is called base? What is called base? Isn't the name? What is called base? Isn't that name?
It's more of a form, it's more of a structure existing, a physical form. It could be a name, it could be something just physically existing, except that we don't call it, we call it that, and then becomes the thing.
Huh?
When you call a line shaped like two M's or two mountains, it becomes an M. But the two lines exist, those lines exist.
Two lines what? Huh?
What I'm saying is, the lines exist on the board.
The lines exist?
On the board.
On the ball.
On the board. And when we call it M, M becomes a label in our minds. But the lines exist. For a child who doesn't know what those lines are, a child wouldn't just see a line, would not know what it is. If they're blind, you can't see. It still exists. It does. It's a different... Yeah. You just can't see it, but it still exists. You cannot say it doesn't exist. Just because you can't see it. I think, yeah. And if you can't see it, you have to take somebody's word for it. Right?
So you've got to take, so the base has to be in their mind. They can't actually
perceive it. So does the base have to be in the mind if they can't actually perceive it? I was asked to repeat the questions. For the recording, I think.
So, which is the base? This one? Base for the M? Is this line?
Yes.
That this line is the base for the M, right?
Yes.
So, to be able to say that is the base to be labeled M, you have to see something before that which causes the mind to choose a particular label base. What do you have to see for the mind to pursue the mind, to make up the label, to choose the label? This is a base to be labeled M. What do you have to see first?
You have to see the lines.
Huh?
You have to see the lines.
Not the blackboard, right? To see the lines, right?
On anything. Blackboard, yeah. Paper, anything.
The lines, right?
The lines, yes.
Line, okay. So, you have to see the line first, and that pursues the, causes your mind to choose the particular label, the base, right? Right?
Right.
Huh? Right. So then your mind labeled base, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now here, the base becomes the label, right?
Right.
So now here, the base becomes the label. To be imputed on that line, right?
Right.
So therefore, base cannot be outside. Base should be in the mind. Same as what you said. M is in the mind. You know, base should be in the mind. Same reason you said M, you see, it has to be the mind. So is the base in the mind or outside?
What you say makes sense, but I find it difficult to understand. Rinpoche, what you're saying makes sense, but I find it difficult to understand it. I find it difficult to understand. What you say makes sense, but I find it difficult to understand. How the base can be in the mind as well.
What is the last part?
Yeah. What was he saying? Rinpoche is saying that what Rinpoche is saying makes sense, but he finds it difficult to understand.
Okay. So anyway, I think dinner time. Another label. So, anyway, I'm just a little bit describing what the different two, mind on the school, and then the other traditions of the present, you know, think. but it might be confusing, but also maybe helpful as well. to analyze. However, Another question. When you go for shopping, is the department store in your mind or not? Is the supermarket in your mind?
No. A generic image or a concept's in your mind, but not the supermarket.
What? What?
You have a concept of a supermarket in your mind, or a generic image of a supermarket, but the supermarket isn't in your mind.
So, your concept is in the mind, but the supermarket is not in the mind.
That's right.
So the M is not in the mind.
The concept of M is in the mind. The basis of imputation is on the blackboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Basis of what? Reputation?
Basis of imputation.
Imputation?
Yes.
Basis of imputation on the blackboard?
Yes.
Okay. So what's M?
M is a vibration of sound.
I thought you were getting better and better.
M is a label we apply as soon as we see the basis.
What?
As soon as the basis appears, the mind labels M.
As soon as what? Basis. What is that? And then, as soon as the basis appears, then? Oh, mind labels M. Yeah. But you didn't answer. Well, it's outside, inside. good explanation, but you didn't answer. Well, it's outside, inside. I'm just giving more attitude. If the M is in the mind, then the same thing. You see this supermarket, When you go shopping supermarket, it should be in the mind. You know, supermarket, when you go shopping, the shopkeepers, all the departments, all the billions of things will be in your mind. And the shopkeeper also will be in the mind. You know, the whole building should be in the mind if the aim is in the mind. See? The letter M is if it's in the mind. Then same, the Iraq war is happening now, should be in the mind, not outside. Then if it's just in the mind, then I say, the, if it's just if it's just in the mind, then it's just then it can be just maybe dreaming or just a visualization, but not actually happening. You know, so then the way we need to pray for, if it's not actually happening, somebody visualizing. Somebody imagining, or somebody's dreaming, just me dream. So anyway, okay, so we have dinner in the mind. From the cook who's in the mind. Plate in the plate, it was in the mind. Spoon in the mind. We go to the toilet, which is in the mind. So I think maybe stop there. Okay. So else what was, it will never end. Yeah. So that's it. Changchosim Dorim Bochim Majawanadi Jawanya Bam Meva Yukone Hondo Bevo Kone Hondo Bevo Purpose of my life is to free the number of sentiments from all the southern cause, bring it to my Deva Master, Deva offering to Buddha Sangha, and make practice of yoga of eating and charity to all sentiments. Include the supreme being living in my body, bring them to enlightenment, by doing Dharma, when they become a human being. Through the connection, I have made charity to them at this time. emptiness. Then the the pure tongue to practice, pure appearances. If one is just the great initiation, mental deity, and food. Or kitchen, food and kitchen, pure high emptiness. Acid is empty. Nectar. Oceans of nectar, uncontaminated nectar. Numberless. All the offerings here, all the offerings at Pendle Center Gomba and Abdul's house, Washington. offering in the room here. up there. leading to the house, Dara's house up there in Singapore, all the offerings. Leading to the house upstairs, all the offerings. Which are all these offerings which are in the Shimpton place. So we offer all together. even though it's already offered. But by the way, with food offering, rather with food we offer, or since we are making offering, we offer all together to take the chance for quick enlightenment. Offer to gurus all the offerings with natural and infinite bliss. By meditating the essence of all the Dhamma Sangha, all the transcendental groups, generating infinite bliss in them, proceed to palms to other people, and offer all the guru priests in every field. By maintaining each merit field through the friend, and even each pulse of each merit field, it's all the merit field. All group Dhamma Sangha. Everything. Every single pulse of each merit field is everything. All the merit field. Of our ocean, the numberless oceans of the nectar food. Of offerings here, the natural infinite bliss, of offerings in the epimetry center of Gomba, of offerings up to his house, Washington, Church's house, of the offerings leading to his house upstairs, and Dara's house upstairs, all the offerings. Offerings here in my room. meditating the nature, the essence, nectar, the nature of the bliss. Generated bliss with the process of trans to other, it was all of them. And oceans of nectar food, make charity to every hell beings, every hungry ghost. Every animals, every human beings, every serving, observing, and domestic beings. They all fully enjoy the ability to promote the sovereign. They all become enlightened in day to one practices. Did all the past, but which are married, did all the past, but which are married, collected by three married, collected by others. So many times, the limitless discussed with married, numberless married, we collected so many times, with starting from with motivation for each other, down to charity. So many times, the limitless discussed with married, we have collected within this minute. May I say, may one of the ones of family members or the the Buddha house here organize everyone who are doing service here, ready to course, and then all the student benefactors in the organization, those who give up their life to almost do service to others, and all the rest was simply, and especially since the number who died for this in the evolution, the long run evolution of this food, who died, who suffered, couldn't come and others who worked for this food. And all the Sindhimis, then maybe say, never be separated, they work from Table Jam, always collected merit by making offerings, the blessing, Table Jam, the realization from Guru to which upbringing levels, which was the care light, medic lives of the ones in the hearts of all the Sindhimis, particularly the Sindhimis who died, suffered, who worked for this food. All those numbers listen to this. Without delay, in a second. Did all the past, present, future, and medical timelines close by others? That was empty. That was empty. Achieve. All the three time merits, 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 Quite about oneself, three time merits, all the past purposes of merits, quite about others, and they which exist, but they which exist, but do not exist from their own side. So totally empty. May the I who exists, but doesn't, but do not exist from its own side, who is totally empty. Achieve, also did achieve, good was that is enlightenment, which exists, but doesn't exist from its own side, that was totally empty. Little the sentiments who exist but do not exist from their own side, who are totally empty. To that, the Bhajadara's enlightenment. Which exists but doesn't exist from its own side, and by myself alone, who exists but who do not exist from its own side, who is totally empty. The other thing is this. Remember, if everything is in the mind, if M is in the mind, or any, if everything is in the mind, then you see, killing, stealing, such misconduct, you see, and what else? Cheating, telling lie. So then you wouldn't grant. Then you see, and then you see, it doesn't break the law, country law, because it's in the mind. Because it doesn't break the law because it is in the mind. That's one thing. Other things, it doesn't create the karma because it is in the mind. So they have to think about that. So these things, if it's everything in the mind, then these things, when you commit these things, then that doesn't break the country law. That's one thing. So that means one doesn't have to go to court cases or they saves all the money or they doesn't go to prison. So that's one thing. But the other one is nothing becomes like karma. You see? So because see, what happened is in the dream. What happened is just happened in your mind. You see, like dreaming, you know, like dreaming. See, so in the dream. In the dream, you have stolen somebody's car. You know, you have stolen your neighbor's car in the dream. You know, you have stolen neighbor's car. You see, you've stolen. So, but the neighbor still has the car. In the reality, you know. So you see, so that, so it doesn't become a karma. You know, and you don't. I think I would say negative thoughts arising in dream, I would say, would leave negative imprints. That I must say. But there's no completing the karma. So see, so that they even you see, yeah. Anyway, so that you dreamt you were stealing the neighbor's car, somebody's Mercedes or Lawrence. This limousine. And then you drove many miles, not a country you dropped in a dream, but the person still has the car, you know. So anyway, you multiply the car, one give the person, and anyway, so that's better.